Attitude is everything. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capel, California, with a thought for today. Attitude is everything. If we have the right attitude, we can accomplish anything we want in our life. For attitude is everything. It's all a matter of what we have as a thought in our mind. What sort of attitude would you like to have in your life? Would you like to have the attitude that you're the master of yourself? That you're the creator of your world? Would you like to have the attitude that you are loved by everybody? And that everybody enjoys being in your company? And everybody thinks that you're just the greatest person in the face of the earth? Would you like that? Well, if you would like that, then you started out by having that attitude about yourself. Start out by having the attitude that you're wonderful. The attitude that you are desirable. The attitude that you are beautiful. The attitude that you are a very lovely person, someone that everybody in the world enjoys to be with. And then follow up that attitude with the action. With the action that you are a very loving, beautiful person. The action that you are a very caring, sensitive person. And we have 4 points here that are sort of the impossibility of the impossibilities. That when you arrive at the awareness of these 4 points, you are the total master of yourself, your world, and your attitude is absolutely perfect. And these 4 points are being untouchable. Can you and I be untouchable by what goes on in the world around us? Can we look at whatever goes on around us and say, all is in divine order? Even looking at war and say, all is in divine order. What's in divine order about war? Well, you're not saying that war is in divine order. You're saying that people's attitudes about war is in divine order. And that there's no need for war when people have the right attitude. All is in divine order. When all is in divine order, there's no war, is there? If all is in divine order, how could there ever be a war? There can't be. Okay? That's being untouchable. You see, when you're untouchable, you just look at any circumstance. You look at your child who's just fallen down and hurt themselves, and you say, all is in divine order. And you go to the child, and you say, you're whole and perfect. And the child goes through whatever experiences it wants to go through. But if you have been a good parent and a good teacher to your child will instantly respond to what you say. You're whole and perfect. Yes, mommy, I know I'm whole and perfect. You know. And can you do that? My son once hurt himself badly. And he, in fact, knocked himself out too. And I was standing over him saying, you're whole and perfect, you're whole and perfect, you're whole and perfect, you're whole and perfect. All is in divine order. All is in divine order. You're whole and perfect. And he came out of his coma, out of his unconsciousness, to be consciousness. He says, yes, Dad, I know. And then he drifted back again. But you see, we want everyone in our world, starting with us, to have the idea that all is in divine order. And to do that under every circumstance, under every condition, and be untouched by the appearances. Because we can look at a lot of appearances and say, oh my God, how terrible. And then, how terrible is what it is. And we can look at an appearance and we can say, oh my God, all is in divine order. All is in divine order. All is in divine order. And put that cause in motion and have the right attitude and then have the right experience. So, another point we have is being one-pointed. Do not think of anything else except what you're thinking about in your attitude. Is your attitude one that all is in divine order, that the world is a beautiful place to live, that you're surrounded by beautiful people, that all circumstances are functioning perfectly and in divine order? Well, then stay with it. Stay with it. Continue with the idea, one-pointedly, that all is in divine order. We're so easily distracted. I give a lecture oftentimes, and then somebody will come walking in the door, and people will turn to that person and look at them while I'm talking to them. And I say, hey, There's nobody else in this room except you and me, the individual I'm talking to. Why are you letting yourself be distracted by something that's not there? But they just came in the door. No. You are here with me. I'm talking to you. Now they say, boy, don't you have a puffed up ego that you want my full attention. No, I'm teaching one-pointedness. Whether you listen to me or not is totally unimportant to me. But whether you listen to me or not is totally important to you. Wherever your attention is, there is your attitude. And if your attitude is on some distraction, you are not the master of yourself. And that doesn't make you good or bad. That just makes you in training. In training for the Olympics. For the Olympics of knowing that you're God. Knowing that you're the creator of your world. Do you want to be in the Olympics? You come to the monastery, and I presume that you want to be in the Olympics, and I push it at you hard and heavy, and I'm on top of you all the time in any conversation we have, to be one-pointed, to be untouchable. And when you fall down on being one-pointed, I say, hey, give me your attention. Where's your attitude? Where's your attention? Where's your thought? And then we have another one, to be unpossessed. Now, how many of you and me and us and whatever can go around without saying my as a possession? My house, my car, my clothes, my shoes, my dog, my cat, my husband, my wife, my children, you know, my mom, my pop. You know, how many of you can go through life without being possessive about it? That's my mother and I'm proud of her, you know. I love her, love her, love her, you know. That's my child. Ooh, ooh, what a good kid. What a wonderful child, you know? My child. And hey, Herb, are you trying to say we shouldn't do that? I'm saying, yes, we shouldn't do that. If you are working on the ultimate of the ultimates, if you're working on the Olympics, if you're working on being the master of yourself, you cannot be possessed by anything. By anything. That's tough. But I teach you that little by little, you cannot be possessed by anything. Now, another aspect we have is non-judgmental. How many times do we judge every day? How many hundreds and perhaps thousands of times do we judge? It's not a matter of saying the rain is falling. It says, oh, that rain is falling so hard, it's terrible. It's washing out everything and messing up everything. That's judging. The rain is falling is just an act. But the rain is falling badly, that's a judgment. We don't want to ever judge anything. Because when we judge, we have a problem. We have a problem. During the School of the Master, we had all of the students here who were here for 3 solid months, 24 hours a day working on it. And I would have them stand up sometimes for a long period of time. And you know, if they were just smart, they would not think that they were standing. They would think that they're doing whatever they're doing. Their mind is where they live, and they would just be having a great time. But when you think, I'm standing, then you have a problem. Then you have a problem. When you think, I have to do something, then you have a problem. Mm-hmm. One of my practitioners on the phone yesterday was saying that she teaches her people that they have to get rid of the old negative thoughts. I said, stop it! They don't have to do anything. The minute you say they have to, they're going to want to keep them. You know how kids are. You say the paint is wet, don't touch it. They got to touch it. So, say, we have positive thoughts. We think positive thoughts. We think joyous thoughts. We think good thoughts. It's not that we have to get rid of the bad ones. They will go because they're not given any attention. But we put in our direction the new ones and the positive ones that we want to have. So think about that. Attitude is everything. And what are you doing with your attitude? Are you making out of your attitude your life? You are. And if your life is not what you want it to be fully yet, if you're still working on running in the Olympics, you know, then go for it. But if you think that you know it all, and that you're right to do whatever you want to do, the old self-righteousness thing, then you're out of the running for the Olympics. Then, my dears, you are cheating you're taking steroids. And the judges will disqualify you. Not me, but the judges will disqualify you from running in the Olympics, and you will not have a chance at it. And then if you ever try to run again, they'll think perhaps you're going to cheat again because you cheated once. So don't even cheat once. Let your attitude be so perfect and so pure. Attitude is everything. Think on these things. I didn't make them up. I just said them. I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.